The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
The wait is finally over. The World Cup 2014 in Brazil starts today, and the action gets underway at 9 p.m. this evening with Brazil taking on Croatia in the Arena de Sao Paulo. We'll be looking ahead to that match and some of the outright markets before the World Cup gets underway. My name is Mark Walton. We'll be hearing from Robbie Savage on this edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast, and we'll also hear from Ben Bramley in due course as well. So starting with Robbie, we caught up with him on a beach in Brazil. And the first question we asked him was, who will win the 2014 World Cup?
Looking at who's going to win it, I'm going to go with Argentina. Everybody. An Argentina-Brazil final would be absolutely sensational for this World Cup. I think Argentina will win it. Reasons. I think so much firepower if you play Higuain, Aguero, Messi in behind, Di Maria, got Mascherano in the middle of the park. Defensively, I think they can be ruthless. So I'm going to go with Argentina to win it.
So Robbie Savage siding with Argentina then. He thinks they're going to have too much firepower. Will that firepower come into play in the top scorer markets? Well, we also asked him who he thinks will be the top scorer in Brazil.
You've got to go with Aguero or Messi to be top goal scorer, because I think they're going to have so many chances created for them. Possibly have a look at Fred. I think maybe he could get amongst the goals. They've got Hulk, Fred, Neymar, kind of European player, get amongst the goals. What about Diego Costa? He's back from injury. He played for Brazil a couple of times, but now obviously played for Spain. Diego Costa. So I'm going to go with... There's a lot of fantastic goal scorers on show, but I'm going to go for Aguero just to nick it as top goal scorer.
So that's the outright markets. Before we get underway, the action starts this evening at 9 p.m. in the Arena de Sao Paulo. It's Brazil against Croatia, and we can go back to Robbie Savage in Brazil to get his thoughts on this evening's match.
Yeah, Brazil-Croatia first game. So much expectation. How are Brazil going to start the World Cup? I think they'll be a bit cautious. Can they play that way? I think they will be. I don't think they want to lose the first game, especially in their home World Cup. Croatia, very good side. Modric put the strings in midfield. Can Fred get amongst the goals? Neymar, is he going to be fit? So, there's a lot of permutations, but what I do think, I think Brazil, they won't play free-flowing football. I think they'll be a bit cautious. I don't think there'll be many goals. I think it might be a draw. I'm going to go Brazil 1, Croatia 1.
Okay then, those are the thoughts of Robbie Savage. He's siding with a draw this evening in the opening game of the World Cup. But right now, as promised, Ben Bramley joins me on the World Cup Daily Podcast. How are you, Ben?
Hi, Mark. Yeah, good shape, thanks. It's an absolute privilege to be invited to do the first day of the World Cup with the action just about to be ramped up there in Sao Paulo. It's absolutely tremendous, isn't it?
It is. Can't wait for this evening. We've been building up to it for a long time, Ben. Before we get stuck into this match, after all the build-up, it's Brazil against Croatia this evening. Are you looking forward to the World Cup this year?
Exceptionally so. I mean, when you look back at World Cup, I mean, in 2010, of course, it was held in South Africa. I don't think it was a resounding success as a World Cup. 2006 was a superb World Cup in Germany, but now we're at one of the real football powerhouses, a country where football means absolutely everything, more than any other country in the world, you might say. So it has all the hallmarks of being just a tremendous World Cup, and it's a great game to kick it off. You look at through those first round matches, there isn't one game that you're not looking forward to watching, in my opinion. It's wide open, clearly 3-1 the field, Brazil the favourites, but you've got teams there right down to Chile at about 50-1 that have got a real sniff of winning this thing. So looking forward to it. The scene is set, so just can't wait for the action to get underway now.
Yeah, and Brazil the favourites, as you mentioned, Argentina second in fact a whole host of South American sides are prominent in the betting. A lot's been made of the heat and the temperature and the humidity that's going to be be the conditions in South America, and the fact that no European country's ever won in South America, does that play a part for you this year?
Well, it does, but there's a lot made of these things, isn't there? People make carte blanche statements like a European team cannot win in South America, and you know, there's scant evidence, isn't there? 1978 was the last World Cup that was played in South America, but before that, you know, you're going back another 20 or 30 years, aren't you? So, I don't know, the game has changed so much, and when you look at the temperatures as well, unless you take out Manaus in that, where England are playing Italy, of course, you know, these temperatures are 23 degrees and the humidity level isn't that high. Mm. So a lot of these teams have got accustomed to preparing for a match in even more demanding conditions. So I don't think it plays much of a part at all, in truth, Mark.
OK, well, phenomenally, in England today, it's 25 degrees, the same temperature as Rio de Janeiro. Not quite Manaus, but...
Well, that's the point. You and I could go out there and kick a ball now, and I think we could last 90 minutes, couldn't we?
You know, speak for yourself.
You're not expecting the intensity in terms of the game, are we? In terms of how the game is played. It's not going to be played, in my view, at a frenetic pace most of the games. I think particularly in the early stages, teams will be conservative because they will be wary of the potential temperature drawback. But no, I don't see it as a huge issue at all.
Okay. Let's not dwell any longer then. Let's get stuck into this evening's match. Brazil against Croatia kicks off the 2014 World Cup. It's in the Arena de Sao Paulo, and Brazil 1-3 favourites for the match. The draw 7-2 and Croatia 10-1. If you are listening to this in the afternoon, we're having a special offer here at William Hill, £1 million on Brazil at even money. You can have a maximum of £20 on that, so do take advantage, because they are 1-3 in the betting with us now. You can get even money this afternoon if you're quick enough. On the prices this evening, Ben, 1-3 when it goes back to that, is that a little bit skinny for Brazil here? Because Croatia, I know, I was going to say no mugs, but that's probably not the best phrase to use, but they're not pushovers, are they?
No, I think pushovers is a very fair phrase to use, mugs, pushovers, because you're always looking for a reason to take on the favourites in a game like this, aren't you, Matt? But the stats are so overwhelming in terms of the first game of a World Cup and indeed the host nation's record that it's hard to make a case for Croatia. A couple of things that I'd like to highlight here is that Brazil are without a defeat in their first match at the final since 1934 and have started their last 8 World Cup campaigns with a win. Not a draw, a win. And probably even more pertinent to me is the fact that no host nation has ever lost their first match in a World Cup. Their record reads 1-14, drawn 6, lost 0. And that includes, you know, the likes of Korea and Japan in 2002 when they were co-hosting. So take aside the football abilities of these teams. It just does not happen where Brazil lose their opening game in a World Cup, and it does not happen where the host nation lose their first game in a World Cup either. So before you even start looking at the individuals on each side, that kind of points you towards Brazil at the shorter prices, doesn't it?
Yes. You say they haven't lost. Do Brazil win, though, or do you see a draw? Like Robbie went for a draw earlier on this piece.
No, I think Brazil win. If you look, again, I've got a few more stats here in terms of the most common scorelines in World Cups so far. There have been 5-1-0 wins. There have been 4-0-0 draws. And it's going to be very tight, isn't it? If you look at this Brazil team, it's kind of set up very much on a defensive platform, isn't it? We associate a lot of these players when they play for their club teams, i.e. Marcelo, Dani Alves, David Luiz, in particular, has been real cavalier, buccaneering type players who just go forward with a gay abandon. When they play for Brazil, they're more disciplined, and they've certainly got two holding midfielders in the shape of Paulinho and Luiz Gustavo that do a lot of the holding. So there's a great deal of onus on the front players, isn't there? Hulk, Oscar, Neymar and Fred, who does all the dirty work for those three creative players in behind to do the damage. I think one really interesting stat, Mark, is that, again, just to exemplify this point, Brazilian defenders, of the guys that are likely to take the field tonight, 188 appearances between them, 12 goals, which I don't think is a huge number at all. You kind of associate Brazil with a better strike rate than that. So all the time during this preview, we're narrowing down the options of we're looking at Brazil to win, we're looking at potential goal scorers, and it's heading towards any one of the top four that will be spearheading that line. Now, clearly they're the favourites, but that has to be our starting point, doesn't it? I'd be looking at something like a 2-0 verdict here for Brazil. I think that would be the kind of scoreline that you can just see. 2-0 or 1-0. It's not going to be a fanciful price. What, around 5-1, 2-0?
9-2 for both 2-0 and 1-0.
Yeah, well, look, if you pair those up, what does that come out at? It's a 7-4 Dutched event eventuality, isn't it? If you back 1-0 and 2-0 to level stakes there, if you had a pound on each, you'd get £5.50 back if either come in. £2 invested, that works out as a 7-4 Dutch. Now, ordinarily, when you're backing correct scores, it doesn't sound like fantastic value, but I think that's a real chance of that one dropping in. So 1-0, 2-0 at those sort of correct scores would certainly take my eye, Mark, I think.
OK, and it's interesting what you mentioned there about Brazil being solid defensively, because historically we don't associate Brazil with a solid back line. And if you just look through their previous results, they've won a lot of games to nil. Four of the last five have been wins to nil. Yeah. Before that, they beat Zambia 2-0, they beat Korea Republic 2-0, they beat Australia 6-0. They've only conceded 2 goals in the last 9-10 games, so they are pretty solid at the back. So would you look at something like Brazil to win to nil at 7-10 just to play it safe rather than putting a correct score on it?
I think so. We haven't even talked about the Croatian players so far. Yeah, Mario Mandzukic probably hasn't had a great season for Bayern Munich, certainly not as good as the preceding season, but they do have threats in their own right. I mean, if you look at the player in the centre of the park there, Ivan Rakitic, who's been so good for Sevilla this season, has been linked with Barcelona. I think he'd be a perfect fit myself, a replacement for Xavi or an Iniesta, that type of figure. But that centre forward being suspended by virtue of his sending off just dampens my enthusiasm for Croatia scoring. There is one chap that takes the eye, a chap called Ivan Perisic, who scored a couple of goals against Mali in a friendly back end of May and did end the season in fine form for Wolfsburg. He scored 6 or 7 goals in his last 9 games there. So if Croatia were to score a goal, I think it would come by virtue of Ivan Perisic or Ivan Rakitic. But again, that's the big question mark. You've rightly highlighted 6 clean sheets in 7 for Brazil. Their foundation is very much based on defence. Not typical of a Brazilian side, but this one's a little bit different. Croatia are going to find it difficult to break through. And that's why Brazil to win to nil, round about 7-10. You can. It makes sense, doesn't it? Do you see where, would you agree with that?
I do, yeah. I think that Brazil are very solid. And I think whilst Croatia have got some decent midfield players and players going forward, and players that will control it, like Rakitic and Modric, I just don't think they've got that prowess up front anymore. That one striker that you know is going to get a hat full of goals, or take, if he gets 2 chances in the game, he's probably going to take one of them. And I just think they're lacking that at the moment, Croatia.
Yeah. I mean, there's a question mark over who will play up top, isn't there? Olic, we think, will be favoured. We know Eduardo from his days at Arsenal. Olic, 18 goals in 92 internationally. He's been a really good player for a number of years, but 34 now. Mm. Perhaps just past his peak. They don't look that threatening in the actual bullet position at centre forward. But you could say the same of Brazil, couldn't you? When you look at Fred, who's leading the line there, he is there essentially as a pivot to hold up the play for the other guys to come on board. So you wouldn't say that either number 9 was the strongest player in their team by any means, would you?
No, but the thing with Brazil is they have Neymar, Oscar and Hulk behind him, so there's plenty of goals there, isn't there?
Well, there's the damage, but the Croatian strength, again, is in those players behind the striker. Ivan Rakitic and Ivan Perisic, good players. Kovacic, a decent player. The point that you made about the defence here for Croatia is quite right. They've got Šime Vršalko coming in at left back. He's just a makeshift left back. He doesn't really like playing there. He doesn't like playing left, he'd prefer to play on the right. So that is a big worry, and you'd think that Hulk could really get at that particular player. But on the positive side, they've got Dejan Lovren, who's a very good player for Southampton, very highly rated. I can see him moving to a huge European club, perhaps Liverpool, in the summer. So they do have good players. Not a complete walkover. That's why I'm really keen on this 2-0 win for Brazil. There's so many markets. What, 203 on this game? Something like that?
Yeah, loads.
203. The referee for this game is a chap called Yuichi... 218.
Yeah.
Even better. You've raised me 15 there. Well, one of those markets is cards. If you delve into cards, I think there are a number of cards markets there. The referee this evening is Yuichi Nishimura. Now, this Japanese chap, he did officiate in the last World Cup, and he did send off a Brazilian player, Felipe Melo, in the quarterfinal against Holland late on for a stamp. Now, in that World Cup, he gave out 16 yellows and 2 reds in his 4 games. Now, if you take that literally, which again, we're going on 4-year-old evidence, but you know, 1 in 2 games, he handed out a red card. And we think there may just be some overzealous officiating in this World Cup. So we don't know yet, do we? But 11-4 there to be a red card in the game, given the referee, given the stats, given that we suspect that the referees might be pretty keen to stamp out naughty behaviour early. I think that represents a fair bet. So I'll put that in as a recommended bet too. Red card in the match to be brandished by Yuichi Nishimura at odds of 11-4.
Okay, interesting angle on it. And obviously, if the occasion gets quite riled up, the referee might get a bit hot-headed as well.
Just think of the fans here, Matt. There's going to be serious pressure. The fans were on Brazil's back when they played Serbia in a recent friendly when it was 1-0. They were booing them, yeah. It's going to be fairly hostile, fairly tense territory, particularly if we get into the second half and there's no goals. It's going to be quite fraught, you know. You could see a Croatian sending off at some point. And I think 11-4 represents reasonable value that there is one. So great game, really looking forward to it. It's the kickoff in earnest, and William Hill be with you all the way. 218 markets, so there's plenty to go at, isn't there?
Certainly is, and we'll bring you that this evening. You can hear it all on InPlay Radio tonight as well, and they'll be live all the way through until midnight with the action. One more market just to throw at you, Ben, or one more player just to talk about before we leave. We haven't mentioned Neymar yet, and we really must, because he's the picture boy of Brazilian football at the moment. He takes the penalties, so if they do get a penalty, he's likely to be involved. If they get free kick, he's one of the players as well. Neymar to score on Brazil to win is 5-4. That's the headline offer this evening. We should really mention that before we go.
Definitely, yeah. I've just got a little headline here from something that I was reading. How's Neymar? Which is the question that's been posed on every lip in Brazil, isn't it? The most talked about ankle in all of Brazil. He turned it on Monday, but since resumed training. So it's kind of, I don't like to liken it to David Beckham's metatarsal, but it's that kind of thing where the hopes of a nation are pinned on Neymar. And understandably, so this is a guy with 31 goals in 49 internationals. Now, that is a superb attrition rate. Of course, we all think that Messi is a better player, and he certainly has proven that at Barca over the last season or two or three or four. But Neymar himself, when he dons a Brazilian shirt, pulls the strings, he is the orchestrator. As we said before, Fred makes the space for him to do the damage, and 31 in 49 appearances, 5-4, Brazil to win and him to score, would represent a modicum of value on that basis, wouldn't it? Great player, carries the hopes of a nation. Can he deliver? 5-4, he does it tonight.
Okay, good stuff. Yes, I wonder if they're going to draft in Urigella to put a picture on the front of the sun and get the whole nation to pray like they do with David Beckham, going back to that
was that really 12 years ago? You know,
when was
you,
it 12 years ago?
It was 2002, yeah. Wasn't it? Japan and Korea. Time really does fly, but it's a very similar analogy. You know, England themselves have had injury problems, late scares. Less so this year, just Oxlade-Chamberlain really, you'd say, wouldn't you? And Danny Welbeck wouldn't be unduly troubling any of us, I wouldn't think. But Neymar, he's absolutely critical for Brazil, and I'm sure people will be watching his first few moves tonight to make sure he's moving freely. And if he is, absolutely lethal player. And can he add to that 31 in 49? Every chance.
We'll find out. What's your best bet then, Ben, before you go?
Best bet is I'm going to pair up those correct scores. So I'm going to do 1-0 and 2-0 to Brazil there. They're both 9-2 chances, which comes in as a 7-4 Dutched chance if you combine the two. And the other thing is that I do have a little suspicion that there might be a sending off tonight. And given the Japanese referee's record that I've already regaled, I'm going to punt that as well. 11-4 a sending off in the match.
OK, good stuff. Thank you very much, Ben. The wait is over. We'll find out this evening.
Absolute pleasure. Cheers, Matt.
There you go, the thoughts of Ben Bramley on Brazil against Croatia this evening, 9 p.m. in the Arena de Sao Paulo. The World Cup is underway. Do tune in to InPlay Radio to hear all of that. Good luck with your bets and enjoy it this evening.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.